Every month, thousands of refugees from countries including Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq make dangerous trips in overcrowded rafts, seeking a better life in Europe. The Greek island of Lesbos has been inundated with refugees for months now. As European leaders struggle with how to handle the influx, volunteers from around the world are on the ground in Greece to do what they can to help. Haines EMT Eric Kocher just returned from about 4 months in Lesbos providing medical support.
An intimate look at the international refugee crisis as men, women, and children cross over European borders by the hundreds of thousands.
The refugee crisis has been an international news story for a while now. Eric Kocher says he didn't know much about it until a nonprofit called Remote Area Medical asked him to travel to Greece in November and help investigate the need for medical care. Shortly after he arrived, we tried to talk on Skype.
Well, we head out in the morning and we drive along there's a dirt road that goes along the northern coast, and we'll see all sorts of activity along that road as we go to the medical clinic that we work out of, which is on the far end.
But Kocher's internet connection wasn't very good, and we were cut off.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
We picked up the conversation when he arrived back in Haines this month. He described more about what he and his team would see every day on the shores of Lesbos.
You know, raft after raft would be coming. So when refugees came off the rafts, they often would be wet, cold. Some of them would have medical issues.
And describe what kind of rafts they're on and how many people are on the rafts and what condition they're usually in.
Really poorly constructed rafts. Some of them had even just been made or glued together. Apparently you could smell a fresh glue on some of them. They could probably comfortably hold 20 or 25 people. But they would come with between 50 and 70 people.
The rafts were making illegal trips from Turkey. Refugees have to pay smugglers to take them on the fairly short but dangerous trek between the two countries. Kocher says the refugees were visibly relieved when the flimsy rafts pulled up to shore in Lesbos.
It was very powerful to see, you know, to see people come off those rafts and immediately get down in prayer of thanks. And you could see the stress and the tension they were under sort of leaving them.
But the refugees' challenges didn't end in Greece. Many surrounding countries have closed their borders or put strict limitations on who is let through. Kocher says there have been accounts of Macedonian border guards beating people who try to cross over on their way to Germany or other countries. Germany was the goal for an Iranian refugee couple Kocher stayed in touch with after meeting them in Lesbos. They told him they were fleeing political oppression and imprisonment in Iran.
And they had some really difficult times. They snuck across the border a couple of times, but then they were caught. They were sent back. They were beaten. They were stuck, you know, 17, 18 people in a one-room place in Athens trying to figure out how to get across the border. And they finally did make it to Germany, the fourth attempt.
The couple told Kocher over Facebook that a smuggler got them fake Afghan papers, and that's how they were able to get into Germany. Kocher says he understands the refugee crisis can give people compassion fatigue. It's hard to wrap your head around the suffering of millions of refugees.
And it really struck me as how I couldn't take in the individual struggles and challenges and pain and suffering until I actually witnessed it day after day after day and heard the stories of people and saw what they were going through and saw the efforts that people had made to get away from and to get to a place of safety. I mean, think about if our kids here in this community were being subject to being bombed and explosions going on and killed in any number of ways, of course you would move away, and you would take some major risks to do it.
On the question of whether he'll go back, Kocher says he isn't done volunteering his time to refugees, but he's not sure he'll return to Lesbos.
I'd almost rather go back to a refugee camp in Jordan or someplace like that and work with an established medical clinic that's there. It was difficult, and you often felt like your skills weren't that needed. A lot of us did a lot more non-medical and medical stuff.
In the meantime, Kotcher says he'd like to share his experience and talk to people about the impact of wars in Syria and Afghanistan and the need to accept the people fleeing that violence. For local residents interested in hearing more, Kotcher is giving a presentation at the Haines Library Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.